today there is a major debate among the poskim on whether the Murex trunculus, the snail that they found, and many, or some claim, it's the chilazon. And that's where we get chelos from. So that's been a historical debate going back for a long time. We lost the chelos in the 1880s, where Razina Rebbe said he found from the cuttlefish, where Yitzchak Levi Herzog felt it was a snail, a different snail. In the 90s, they said it was the Murex trunculus. So we're not discussing today whether it is a chelos or not, but we're talking about, in fact, one of the discussions are is even if it's not the techeles, what's the harm? Because the Gemara tells us if one wears kala ilan, a fake imitation, he still gets his mitzvah sitzah. He doesn't get the mitzvah techeles, but he gets the mitzvah sitzah. So some want to claim, and others claim maybe there is a harm. However, what I want to discuss is I saw a interesting drasha from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb. It's June 24th, 1967, so not far after the Jewish people got back to Yerushalayim. He discusses what Chazal tell us, that one who tries to deceive people and tell them it's Tcheles, but it's really Kale Ilan, so it's not a good thing, they will be punished. And what the statement means is that if you try to fool someone and say something which is artificial and fake is genuine, clearly that's a form against deception. So his examples he gave, again, is in 1967. So he claimed the Bederach Makshava, that there are people who claim they have the Techeles, but really it's Kala Elon. In other words, they're really hypocrites and they don't really mean anything they say. Or what they call today, virtue signaling. So what's one of the examples he gives? He talks about from the Vatican when they said that Yerushalayim should be an international city. Of course, with Salvation gets a whole piece where he discusses many times how Orthodox Jewry is people keeping the Torah and mitzvahs is a whole sphere to their religion, and as the Jews get back Eretz Yisrael, that's when they got back in 48, they said, but they didn't get back Yerushalayim. So therefore, they had their own shita why they need Yerushalayim internationalized. But that's not the point right here. So he says that, yeah, the Vatican was very upset that all the holy places in Yerushalayim we want to keep safe and not destroyed. And therefore, let's put it under international control. Of course, as Rabbi Lamb points out, from 48 to 67, when no Jews were allowed to go to the Kotel HaMaravi or to the holy places in Yerushalayim, we didn't hear anything from the Catholic Church or the Pope. We didn't hear from the Pope during the time of the Holocaust. As long as there was an Arab flag over Yerushalayim, we didn't have any protest. So that's one example, he says, they're talking as they have Techeles, but really it's Kala Ilan. Actions speak a lot louder than words, and therefore people say they care about something, but their actions show differently. Or another example he gave was the French ambassador to the U.S., the United Nations, said something along the lines that France has never been like an anti-Semitic country. And of course, unfortunately, there are many times in history where they have been. The famous Dreyfus case, and what about it? Again, with Rabbi Lamb quoted from June 24th, 1322, 645 years ago. the Jews were accused of poisoning the wells after massacres and slaughter of Jews in many cities in France, and after the French government put a tremendous fine on all the Jewish communities. On this very day in 1322, another head of the France by the name of Charles, King Charles IV, expelled Jews from France. So at a certain point, there were, for 37 years, there were no Jews found in the country. Again, so shallow words, he's talking like he has the treles, but it's really kawa ilan. So people talk like they care about something, but really their actions show it's just political or theological. And as well, we see it's true in the other sense, that when, if one has treles, he should make it out like he's kawa ilan. So a couple of examples Rabbi Land gave is, because these people are, they have a moral weakness. If you're afraid, if you have the truth and you're afraid to publicize it. So he gives a couple of examples. Let's say someone walks, they're on a business, you know, they're on a business trip, business lunch, and they're very nervous looking around, and they apologetically say, well, we're vegetarian. But this, what you really mean is you're kosher. So therefore, why attribute it to Kala Elon? Or on Friday night, can't go out, it's family night. Don't call it family night, call it Shabbos. Or why do you send your kids to Jewish day schools? Just say because you want to teach them Judaism. Instead of saying, well, it's smaller classes, it's much better. Or when it comes to Israel, it's the only democracy in the Near East. And like if Syria, you mean if Syria was a democracy, or if then, so then you wouldn't support Israel? So just say because you want to support Israel, because you want to support Israel, not because it's a democracy, it's a Jewish homeland. And similarly, people like people apologize. Oh, I didn't. Well, I couldn't sleep today, so I got up for Minyan. Or you catch them putting on tefillin, so to speak. So he gives an example of something in the Torah from Yehuda. When Yehuda says, he says Yehuda symbolizes someone who disguises Cheles as Kala Elon. Because why? Because the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, but Judah said, my bets are, what money will we make? What profit will we make? If we kill him, it's a better deal if we sell him into slavery. And we know the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vav Amud Beis, has harsh words against Yehuda. But the bottom line, why were they so harsh on Yehuda after he saved Joseph's life at the end of the day? So Dr. Lamb, Rabbi Lamb, suggested, because even Yehuda himself didn't believe in what he said. He didn't care about it. Because right afterwards, what did he say? Because he's our brother, our own flesh and blood. In other words, Yehuda was just trying to keep the brothers off his back, so he didn't want to come out. And so instead of just giving the real reason, instead he used Kala Elon. And that's why they have strong words for him, because we see the and showing your true colors, that there are people who talk like they have the treles, but they're really Kala Elon, and others who actually have the treles, but they, people who have the treles and they talk like Kala Elon, others have Kala Elon and they talk like they have the treles. And to conclude, that's what I heard once in the name of, this is the Esther Louder Foundation, that's, they have that cosmetic brand, Estee Lauder, and it's a successful company, and they support a lot of Torah organizations, Jewish organizations throughout Europe, maybe all over the world. And he personally is not observant, and someone once asked him, why do you only support more traditional charities? Why don't you support more secular things or other things like that? And he answered, he says, I'm an investor. So I guess I know I invest in art, and I know the only art that retains its value is the original. In other words, if you have the Techeles, don't make it into a Kala Ilan, and that's the Yisod of the Techeles. On one hand, you'll be punished if you really have Kala Ilan and you announce the Techeles. But conversely, on the other side, it's also very dangerous, is when you have Techeles and you make believe like it's the Kala Ilan.